reported to the Board of County Commissioners zoning commission or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please make all private conversations outside the room. With a 48-hour advance request, assign language interpreter or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530. Or relay Nevada toll-free at 800-326-6868. Supporting material provided to board members for this meeting may be requested from Tammy Harris at 702-298-0828. Supporting material is also available at the Clark County Department of Administrative Services, 500 South Grand Central Parkway on the 6th floor, Las Vegas, Nevada. Supporting material is also available on Clark County's website. Board members Terry Irons, Kyle Myers, Nancy Whitney, Secretary Tammy Harris, County Liaison Mark Moskowitz. We'll call the meeting to order. Proceed with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Proceed with roll call. Kyle Myers here, Terry Irons, Nancy Whitney here. Right, public comment period. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. There will be comments to the public. Item, approval of minutes for May 11th, 2022. And I'd like to motion that we approve the minutes for May 11th, 2022.
Yes.
All those in favor? Aye. Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for June 15th, 2022. I'll make a motion we approve the agenda for today, June 15th, 2022. All those in favor? Aye. Motion passed. Right. And informational items. Number one, receive a report and updates from the South County Liaison, Mark Moskowitz.
Thank you. Sorry. So we got some exciting news. On Wednesday, July 6th, Commissioner Nath and staff will be here for coffee and conversation. There's some flyers in the back. It'll be in this room from 2:30 to 3:30. So we encourage everyone to come by. It'll be a great opportunity to meet with the commissioners. Looking forward to come out here. It's going to be a whole day. We're going to be in the South County. So if anyone does want to join as well, I don't know if you know, the Colorado River Food Bank in Laughlin is in dire need of volunteers. So if you can volunteer, that would be amazing. We're actually going to be the commissioner and staff. We'll be volunteering there on Wednesday, July 6th at 9 a.m. And then we'll also be having a meet at the market, the Laughlin Market, from 11 to 12. So there should be flyers in the back, but please come to any event if you'd like. We're very happy to see everyone. The commissioner's very happy to come out here. And as always, please let us know if you want to be on any of our mailing lists or anything like that. We've got the new newsletter in the back, so please be sure to pick one of those up. And that's all.
Thank you, Mark. Receive a report from Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area time concerns. Metro's not here, but we do have a report. I'll go ahead and provide that. So, Laughlin substation calls for service report for the month of May 2022. Calls for service and searchlight for May 2022 is 33 compared to last year. That was 26, so the change from last year would have been 26.92%. Traffic citations and searchlights, 67. DUIs was 0. Battery domestic violence arrests and searchlight was 0. And bookings and searchlight was 0. That's good. But that's all we have provided for the Metro report. All right, so receiver report from Kim Colton, Searchlight Volunteer Fire District, regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues.
No.
Do we have a report from them?
Are you going to do the report? No.
No report from the fire department today.
Everything's good.
So we received a report from Sandra Yasin Chuck. I'm kind of glad she's not here. I kind of butchered that.
Yeah.
with Justice Court regarding statistics and other activities during the past month. We also don't have a report for that one.
No.
Okay. No report on number 4.
Yeah.
Right. Number 5, receive a report from Kathy Flanagan with Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system.
Hi there, Kathy Flanagan, FLANAGAN. Water use for May was 5,710,000 gallons. And compared that to May of 2021, it was 140,000 gallons less, so thank you for the conservation efforts. And otherwise, the system is stable. Does anybody have any questions?
Any questions from the board? Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, number 6, receive a report from Will Smith with Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the wastewater system and water usage. Have that report here. Clark County Water Reclamation District, June 15th, 2022. Statistics, May 2022, treated an average of 44,000 gallons per day as compared to May 2021 with an average of 34,000 gallons per day. 10,000 gallon difference between last year and this year. No sewer service complaints and no call before you dig tickets for searchlight in May. And then there's a flow comparison chart also attached in the back if you'd like to check it out. Receive a report from Parks and Recreation regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities.
Elon Belgrade, Clark County Parks and Recreation. Our statistics for May was 5 programs, 27 visits. We have Summer Rec finally going at the Youth Center. It is Mondays and Wednesdays. It started June 6th and will continue until the kids go back to school. Last day will be August 3rd. It's on Mondays and Wednesdays from 10 to 2. There's movie days, crafts, fitness in the park. We're also going to have some art in the park. As soon as I know more about those dates, I'll get a flyer to you guys. I did give you the flyer for Open Rec, and then on the back of the report is a breakdown of what we're doing at the Youth Center. It could change some days, but we're hoping to go with this plan right here. We are also hiring for a recreation assistant for the Cal Novari Center. If anyone is interested, please get an application for Michelle, or you can call me or Michelle if you have any questions. Isn't that
good? Any questions for anyone? Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
Receive a report from Caroline Adams of Searchlight Library regarding the current and upcoming programs.
Hello, everyone. Caroline Adams from Searchlight Library. So we're doing the summer reading challenge for kids and adults until July 31st. June 22nd at 1 p.m. we're having a craft followed by Fratello Marionette at 2 p.m. It's a really fun program. Summer camp at the library will be ongoing program until the end of the summer at 2:30 p.m. until 6. We're offering three square meals for the kids every day when the library is open. Every Thursday At 2:30, we have crafts for kids. And then for the adults, we offer a book club, painting, sewing class here. And this month, on the 28th, we're doing a high school equivalent pretest. For anybody that is interested in participating, please contact the library by June 23rd so we can put your name in it. And then next month, before the next meeting, July 14th at 1 p.m., we're having magician Adam London. So hopefully we'll see you there. That's all. Thank you.
Receive a report from Kyle Myers regarding current road conditions and public works concerns. I actually have no report to provide tonight, but is there any questions or concerns? Public comment?
Judy Bundorf, Grandpa's Road. The road has been graded about a week ago. Yay! They did a very good job.
Good.
So, until we have a flood or something, it'll probably remain okay.
I'm glad to hear that. Thank you, Judy. Anybody else? Okay. Announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events.
I don't have any real firm information, but I think in one weekend in July, the Equinox Mine people are going to have 1 gallon sized plants, I believe, to give away, and it will be out at Walking Box Ranch in the parking lot area there. And it was going to be in June, and I don't have a firm date for July, possibly the 22nd, 23rd time frame, but should have something by next meeting.
Thank you, Judy. Anybody else?
Just a general thing. Since Metro isn't here, finally, the perpetrator of so many burglaries out off of Grandpa's Road 3 years ago, Christopher Whipple, he has pled guilty at a calendar call, I guess, that was last month. And the sentencing hearing is on September 13th. If you know of any victims who haven't been contacted by the DA's office, I have the point of contact. You have to get your name in ahead of time if you wish to make an oral statement at the Call the Victim Witness Assistance Center at least 10 days prior to the sentencing date. So by about the 1st of September. I can mention this again at future meetings because I know there were a huge number of victims.
Thank you, Judy. Moving on to planning and zoning. We have none tonight. And then on to general business. To nominate and appoint a chair and vice chair to serve the remainder of the current town advisory board term ending January 2nd, 2023.
Accept?
Yes, I accept.
You accept? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for the nomination, guys. So, moving on. Comments by the general public period. Voted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. I'd like to open it up to the public. Any comments? Go ahead, come on up.
I don't want to be all loud on it. Am I loud?
No, you're fine.
Okay, I think this is where I speak. I'm not too sure, but my name is Dawn Ryerson. And I spell my last name?
Please.
It's R-I-E-R-S-O-N. And my address is 3 Paiute Valley, County of Erie, Nevada 89.
Yeah,
that sounds it. I don't know. I'm so sorry. But I just had recently moved to Canterbury from Henderson, Nevada. And I just came today to speak about the fact that I am, the purpose for me moving to Canterbury is to bring an early Head Start program to Laughlin, Nevada. And I know that Searchlight is not Laughlin per se. But Early Head Start is a federally funded pre-K program for families of children 6 months to 3 years of age. And we are doing that in conjunction with Sunrise Children's Foundation, which is the nonprofit entity to Sunrise Children's Hospital and Clark County School District. I also do a lot of other things. I have a nonprofit mental health and wellness, and I serve primarily the homeless and underserved demographic in Henderson as well as Kingman and hopefully Bullhead City. But I mentioned that just to introduce myself. And then also I think I need to speak with you maybe later if we could chat, because I am in Canterbury.
Okay.
I would like to do recreational stuff. but I wanted to just say that I do have, with the nonprofit entity, I do have a project where I can allocate mental health services, wellness services, women's services, grief groups, to individuals who may want them or need them, and maybe that's something at a later date we can put on the agenda for something that's available to the community, because I'm not quite sure what is at this point, if there is any, or just brainstorm what the community needs and how to bring that. That's kind of what we do is... My agency, we're a corporation, a nonprofit corporation, actually, and all the entities in it are just to bring community wellness. So I'm here, I got skills. I also work at Denny's, if you see me there, trying to get a job. Also at Terrible's, that's a different story. I don't take monies from my own projects, so I'm always looking for work. But that's my story, and I'm hopeful that maybe there's something that I can do or bring or connect or network, so I thank you.
Thank you. Welcome to Searchlight.
Welcome.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else out there? Mm-hmm.
William McGinnis, MCI, NNIS, 145 East Edition. For years now, we've been putting up flags, 4th of July, Labor Day, on the highway. And we've been working with the VFW and SBO, but it's just a bunch of volunteers that go out and do it. We were kind of wondering, since some things have changed, if on the way to Laughlin they do the flags down there. We only do it 3 times a year, but is there any way the county can hang the flags and take them down 3 weekends a year?
Yeah, I mean, I like the idea. It's definitely something we could probably look into.
Yeah. We can definitely look into it. I know the county does it in Laughlin and all that. The only concern would be, I know it's on Highway 95, so I want to make sure who has jurisdiction to touch all those poles. That's right. The only thing. If we have to reach out to NDOT or anything like that, that would be my only hesitation, but we'll definitely can do it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Billy, before you go, you mentioned to me before as well that there was flags that needed or new mounts and some flags, right?
We had a count. I don't know if I said that to you. Hopefully I did.
Would you be able to get that count to me again?
Yeah, I think it was 15 whole sets and then maybe 6 flags. I think the sets were like 40. But we
give you some background on the MARCA, that was a neighborhood neighborhood grant.
Okay.
That got those put in first time. So maybe we could do something like that.
Yeah.
That fill in the rest of them.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Anybody else? Okay. All right, so our next meeting is July 13th, 2022. Hope to see you there. I'd like to make a motion we adjourn the meeting. Thanks for coming, everybody.